The Breakfast Club on WCSY FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises LLC.
Welcome to The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, highlighting what's good every Friday morning as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. Teresa Getman, Rosalie Placati, and Paul Leyendecker are your hosts on Cozy and the podcast at WCSY.com. The Breakfast Club is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at WhiteFordWealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Now, today's Breakfast Club on Cozy.
Hello, I'm Paul Leyendecker with Teresa R. Getman and Rosalie Placati. Today, we continue our celebration of South Haven and beyond as we row, row, row our dragon boats. All right.
I'm getting you. I'm looking forward to these every morning, Paul.
Hand me a paddle. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, unless you live under a rock or are me and you don't know, it's Harbor Fest weekend. We are really interested in highlighting one of the fun aspects. One of my favorite things actually that happened at Harbor Fest are dragon boat races. And it's like on my bucket list, but my shoulder won't let me do that this year. But we have Aaron Blaylock with us, and he is a member of the South Haven Area Water Sports Club. Did you know that existed? Because it does. It's a South Haven Dragon Boat Association, and the acronyms are hateful. it's Sohosky and Shluba, and I'm not going to say that. So I'm just going to say them all. Take it away.
Just spell them. Just spell
I want to know what you say. What do you call it?
For short, it's Sohosk, or we just spell it out verbatim. Like I said, I don't know if I can even spell out the acronym right now because there's so many, but. South Haven Area Water Sports Club, usually when I'm hanging out from the truck or the dragon boat.
And you're a huge member of this. So tell us, why does this exist and how do I not know about it?
Primarily it was created so that, you know, people, we get organized with traveling, participating, socializing and anything water related. So there are always festivals, whether it's kayaking, dragon boating, paddle boarding. The hard part is getting it organized if you're participating.
Are you still accepting members? Are the dragon boats filled? I mean, is that
no.
time over?
For South Harbor Fest, we are still taking in paddlers. There are some spaces, and who knows if there's enough people. Maybe we could add an additional team of just people that want to try it out. But I'm not trying to look too far ahead in the future, but we are planning on participating in other events outside of Harbor Fest. So most of that is on our website, and if you feel like traveling and socializing and getting a good workout, come join.
You know, I've been in South Haven now for 12 years from Illinois, and I was fascinated because I had no idea what dragon boat racing was. I couldn't even imagine what it was. And when I saw the races, whether it's two dragon boats or five, it's certainly it's worth it to go see this. It is amazing to see the effort put in by the teams. It is so fun. But these boats look amazing. There's effort into the boats itself, and it's just a fun event to see that. And I know that your event though is on Saturday. When is the dragon boat races?
Yep. It's Saturday, 10 AM until I guess, when we're done. Usually we try to quit before the sun sets, but, for this year, we'll definitely be, be ready for dinner time.
And how many people are on a team?
So having 10 man boats for the last, I think, couple decades, maybe. Maybe a decade. But the big boats are back. So now we are racing in Taiwanese dragon boats, which have 18 paddlers, a sternsman, a drummer, and a flag catcher. But next year we'll be concentrating on the flag catching.
I don't even know what that means. What is a fly catcher? Like catching real flies?
Flags.
Flags.
Yeah.
I thought he said flies.
Flag.
All heats have, all races have two heats and they are timed, but the exhilarating part is seeing somebody hang out from the head of the dragon boat, try not to fall and hopefully grab a flag before the other team does.
That is so cool. And obviously you're on the river. I'm not a complete idiot. You're on the Black River and you start at the marina, right?
Yep. Typically, our races are about 300 meters. We roughly start around the yacht club and then we end up over by the marina, depending on weather and how the Black River is.
Yeah. What are the age ranges that you have for dragon boat racing?
Legally, anybody over 14. So about 14 to 99. Hey, come on out over. We'll get you strapped up with a PFD and a paddle.
Rosalie, I think we need a grandma's team next year.
All right. All right. Do you have prizes for the slowest? can we hire somebody to pull us?
So there's usually three divisions based on, you know, the level of expertise, and those three divisions have a first, second, and third place. Also, there's an awesome spirit award that I think it looks a lot better than the, like, if you win the whole thing, I'd rather have the spirit award with the visuals. It looks fantastic. So
dragon boat racing isn't all you do at the Schauska. That's not all you do. Tried
Schauhaus.
It. Okay? I'm a risk taker. I tried it. So it's not just dragon boat races.
No. We have a subset, South Haven Dragon Boat Association. They're primarily responsible for getting the boats back, but also maintaining them, storing them, and providing those boats for other festivals. But we do partner up with other organizations, specifically for the 22, usually for paddling. If you like paddle boarding, we do open public paddles once a month. Sometimes when there's a full moon, we'll do a nightly paddle, and we'll have our flashlights on and everything just to make sure boats don't run us over. But with each individual discipline in the water, we try to partner up with other organizations, like the Pawpaw River Water Trail. They're pretty good with maintaining the river and making it as accessible for kayakers, and they do a lot of work there, so we try to promote whatever they do, and sometimes they do a kayaking event once a year.
It's so interesting. This is a whole nother group of people I know nothing about, but that you must meet a lot of interesting people with different backgrounds, that you find this one thing that you're passionate about and you meet a lot of interesting people. I bet you found that over the years.
Yes. It's crazy how, you know, something similar can get different people together. Cause ultimately when we're on that boat or a paddleboard, you know, we're on the water and enjoying time together. And despite differences and stuff like that, we can look aside and enjoy the time together.
That's interesting you say that. So you don't have to be an expert. Like if I wanted to just, you know, try something new and I don't know anybody there, I could just show up, or how would that work?
Yes, especially for everything too. Even with dragon boating, we do Sundays, a public social practice, 3 p.m. And anybody's welcome to join. We got to start somewhere. So I started at early age, but I mean, I wasn't the best when I was starting. And our godmother Deb, I think, you know, she would admit it too. Her first couple of years, she wasn't the Superman of dragon boating. But we definitely look up to her now.
Well,
yeah, I know Deb is amazing. So I know that you're all over social media. So let's talk about how people can find out more. And definitely come Saturday. It's tomorrow, 10 a.m. We want people to cheer you on. So that's the first thing we want. But talk about all the different things that you're on so people can find out more.
So long story short, I saw Deb at Harbor Fest and there was no boats, there was nothing. And I came up to her at the beer tent and she's the dragon boat lady. And I'm like, what happened? Why aren't there boats? And she's basically, hey, I can't do this on my own. I need help. So that's when I started, sterning and helping with, the organization. But we definitely have like a gap where generations are missed. So that's why we're really attacking the social media platforms and trying to get the next generation involved. But you can find us on most platforms. I believe it's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And our handle is at SOHAWSK. That's Sohawsk. And then on Snapchat, you can find us at SOHA-WSC. Okay. And those acronyms are crazy, but if you go to our website, www.sohaws.club, you can find everything there. So we even have an email too.
Okay. Well, thank you for being on. Thank you for keeping this going. You know, everybody out there, go see them and cheer them on, because these folks have been really working and practicing and building up their muscles and being coordinated. We can do this, Teresa. but anyways, it's been a pleasure, Aaron, and thank you for coming on.
No, thank you guys for the opportunity.
I can hear the drum beat now. All right. Thanks a lot, Aaron. Did you know you can reach out to us with ideas and comments? Email thebreakfastclub at WCSY.com. Altogether, no spaces, thebreakfastclub at WCSY.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The South Haven Bangor and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor the new Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven Bangor St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph, or visit sturgisbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, downtown South Haven, works to get you out of pain, back to doing the things you love, and avoid invasive procedures. Dr. Vassar believes that working together with you to achieve your goals is one of the most fulfilling experiences. For a different chiropractic experience, learn more and make an appointment at VassarChiropractic.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy FM. Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, 330 Kalamazoo, downtown South Haven.
This is The Breakfast Club on Super Hits, 103.7 Cozy FM. Highlighting what's good. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
And now back to The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
Thanks for listening to our show on Cozy FM every Friday morning at 8:30, streaming in podcast at WCSY.com. Just click where you see shows and The Breakfast Club. I'm Paul Ann Decker with Rosalie Placati and Teresa R. Getman, all set for part two of today's Breakfast Club.
Well, thank you, Paul. You know, we're taking some time to celebrate South Haven and beyond, and looking at some of the events that are happening and some of the things that are coming back. And we had a new event last year, but and it certainly is back, and with good reason. We've got Monique Crowley on. Welcome, Monique. And she's coming on to talk about the Juneteenth celebration again, that has grown since last year. And so she's the organizer of that, but she's also the owner of a delicious Fruit Street Kitchen that I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have gone to. And if you haven't, you need to. But today we're talking about Juneteenth. So welcome, Monique. And let's talk about the purpose of this celebration, because it's really, really, really important. And it has become even more important since last year. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, Juneteenth is a combination of the month of June and the number 19. So that's where the name Juneteenth comes from. It does have very strong significance because June 19th, 1865 is a very prominent date in Black history. That is the date that our slaves were told that they were actually free. They were notified that Abraham Lincoln had actually signed the Emancipation Proclamation more than 2 years prior to that date. So that was just a very joyous day. It was a day of celebration and a day of freedom. So it's definitely something that we want to continue to commemorate and continue to keep that tradition alive and honor our ancestors by celebrating and remembering what they went through to get us to where we are today.
And, you know, you put something on your interview sheet. We ask all our guests to give us some things. And, you know, for the folks that didn't know they were emancipated, and that they were still in the situation they were as slaves for 2 extra years. Yes. And you said, can you imagine what they felt having found out, A, that they were emancipated, but the joy of that. But also, I thought to myself, wow, they had, you know, 2 extra years of being slaves. So I thought that was really significant. I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, absolutely. We all know 2 years is a long time. But of course, 2 years of slavery is even longer. And so, yeah, like definitely, I'm sure they were very happy to be notified that they had been set free. But there had to be a certain amount of anger and frustration as well, because they should have been free, you know, yeah, more than 2 years prior to that. And so, of course, we want to just continue to focus on the positive aspect of the holiday and the fact that our ancestors were ultimately set free. And it's allowed, you know, Black people to be able to be parts of their community. We now have opportunities to get out and vote. We can, I mean, the list goes on and on. This radio show wouldn't even be long enough for us to talk about all the benefits and things that Black people have actually done over these years to pave the way for me and for, you know, the generations that are coming after me. So, yeah, they definitely were notified by Union soldiers. It was in Galveston, Texas, on June 19th, 1865. Union soldiers actually embarked upon an encampment. So they approached the slaves themselves and told them, you know, with their own mouths, like, you guys are free. Abraham Lincoln has signed this proclamation. You're no longer property. You can be treated as a human being. So it was definitely just a very joyous day and a day of celebration. And we're going to continue to commemorate it as long as we can.
Yeah, I can't even imagine one day, and to go 2 years, you know, and it would be very easy to get angry, you know, it'd be very easy to stay there. But I love that you said, you know, we can dwell on that, or we can dwell on the fact that we have a day to celebrate, and we can just ensure that we inform our children and keep, you know, that pride alive that we survived and yes, made it, not just through the 2 years, but all the years prior. So if we can stay on that positive note, you know, it's not all roses and everything, but I love that there's a celebration at the end, and that you are taking the time out of your busy schedule because you are busy. I know.
I am.
And to do this for our community is huge. And I just appreciate you so much. So what's going to happen though? I mean, now, you know, I was feeling a little sad, but then I'm like, okay, but there's a party in the park that's going on and we get to celebrate that, you know, we have a day of freedom where everybody was informed. And so can you, I know you're doing a lot, so tell us.
Yes. About yeah. And thank you so much, you know, for acknowledging that I am, you know, putting a lot into this event, but I definitely cannot take all of the credit. I've got an entire community and an entire support system that's working alongside me. And together we're making this event great. It's really, the list is too long to name and I don't want to miss anybody. So I'm not going to name them on the air here. But of course we will be putting out a thank you sponsorship sheet just to, you know, give everybody public acknowledgement for them helping us put this event together. We're going to have a bounce house for all the kids. We're going to have free barbecue. Of course, you cannot have a party in the park without barbecue. So there's going to be free barbecue. We've got basketball contests to allow the kids to get out there and show off their, you know, athleticism. We pay cash prizes. That always tends to motivate them. So we'll do a three-point shootout and a free throw contest as well. We've got a talent show that's going on. So we've got some very talented Black individuals from the community that are going to be performing in all different age groups. So we've got some young kids that are coming out. We've got adults. You know, it's definitely just going to be a fun-filled family event. So everybody will have something to do at this event. I know I'm missing some stuff. We're raffling off bicycles. We've got 6 brand new bikes. Somebody's going to get a $2 bicycle because the raffle tickets are only $2. So, I mean, it's just really great. We've got other toys and stuff for the kids. We've got Gail Patterson is going to be setting up a voter registration table so that anybody that's not registered to vote can, of course, get registered, because that is how we start to make change, is by letting our voices be heard. And we can do that on the ballot, at the ballot box. So I definitely think it's important for people to be registered to vote. So Gail's setting that up for us. We're setting up a Black-owned business vendors pop-up shop. So it'll be like a makeshift flea market for Black-owned businesses to network, socialize, gain new clients, market their products, you know. So we've got all kinds of stuff coming out there. People selling homemade goods. We've got someone that sells her own juices. We've got someone that makes t-shirts. We've got someone that makes their own like face creams and stuff like that. We've got someone selling paparazzi jewelry. It's going to be crazy good. Crazy good. And again, I know I'm missing out on something. We do pinatas for the kids. There's always a double Dutch rope if anybody wants to pick it up. Spades, tables, dominoes. Just a true live party in the park. We've got a live DJ, Julian Fields. He's a member of the South Haven community. He's donated his time last year and this year. We definitely appreciate him. We've got Antoine Atkinson. There'll be a fireworks show after Juneteenth party in the park. So we're going to light up the sky too as the grand finale. So yeah, it's just going to be really lit. It starts at 2:00 and we're going to kick it in the park until 9 and then set off the fireworks at 10.
Rosalie and Teresa, I think you need to do the double Dutch.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
We went from dragon boat races to double Dutch.
Double Dutch.
Now he's trying to kill us. Well, I'm going to say, all right, because for those people who don't know, what park, who's invited, and what time?
Absolutely. It's Elkenberg Park, located in South Haven, Michigan. It's this Saturday, June 18th at 2:00, and everyone is invited.
Yep. Tomorrow at 2:00.
June 19th this year actually falls on a Sunday, and it's Father's Day. So just so you know, take all of that into consideration and hopefully provide for a more, you know, fun-filled event and allow more people to be able to come out and celebrate. We thought it would be better to host it on the 18th, but definitely do not want to confuse the dates. So thank you for that. Juneteenth is definitely June 19th. We are going to honor the celebration, though, and celebrate on June 18th.
You know, last year was your first year, and wasn't it? Last year, your first year, and over the year, Juneteenth became a national holiday, which I think is also very significant.
Yes.
And right. And, and I can remember even interviewing you last year that so many people really weren't aware of Juneteenth.
That's right.
So I would encourage everybody out there on Saturday. There's lots to do this weekend. Yes. We know it is Harbor Fest, but there's plenty of time for everybody here.
Absolutely. So I did some shopping. I came home with some cool stuff. And
all right.
Yeah. I had got my sunglasses. I got some artwork. I got, there were people. Yeah. It was amazing. There are a lot of great vendors out there. So come shop.
Yeah. And if I could just, last year was actually not the first South Haven Juneteenth celebration. Yes. There was a group of young ladies that actually put on one the year before that. The last year's celebration was the first city approved celebration. So just wanted to clarify that because I don't want to discredit the efforts that those young ladies spent the year before that. Although their event didn't go before city council and things like that, they did originally bring the event to South Haven. And I just kind of stepped in their shoes and helped guide them. And, you know, together, I feel like the celebrations can just get bigger and better. And that's what I'm hoping that we can continue to do in the years going forward. The more people can know about it and the more the word can get spread around, the more volunteers can show up, the more support we can get from the community. It just makes the entire event greater.
And I will apologize for that, too, because we did have the young girls on and it was fabulous what they were trying to do, too. At the end of our interview, how can people find out more?
Well, you can actually locate the event itself on Facebook at Juneteenth Party in the Park. Of course, I'm always posting updates and stuff on that page. You can, you know, ask any questions. My Facebook page is under Monique Coco. Got to keep chocolate in everything that I do. And I can also be found at Fruit Street Kitchen Wednesday through Sunday from 11 to 7. So if you can't catch me, you know, over the phone or via Facebook, feel free to pop up.
All right. Well, thank you. And we wish you
Rosalie said, if you have not been to the Fruit Street Kitchen, she said you need, and she's not kidding, you need to get there. It's amazing.
If I could just tell them, Fruit Street Kitchen is located at 883 Indiana Avenue in South Haven, Michigan. Please follow that page on Facebook as well. You can view the menu and see customer reviews.
Absolutely.
Just thank so you know, on the corner of Indiana and Elkinburg. Can we get more? Right.
Monique, thank you. We'll see you Saturday.
All right. Thank you all for having me. I appreciate it. I look forward to the celebration. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We love it when you share ideas and comments with us. Email thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. Thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. You'll find podcasts of the shows there as well. And for more inspiration from Teresa R. Getman, visit EnterprisesLLC.com. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Breakfast Club, highlighting what's good every Friday morning at 8:30 as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank and Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Join us again next Friday at 8:30 for The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Find a podcast of today's show at WCSY.com.
The South Haven Bangor and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor the new Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven Bangor St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph, or visit SturgisBank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Whiteford Wealth Management, they have the pleasure of serving clients in nearly half of the country from their beloved South Haven. Rest assured, with Whiteford Wealth Management, you will always get simple, candid advice based on the wealth of knowledge and experience in tax, legal, and investments. Clients trust Whiteford Wealth Management with their life savings, and they earn that trust by recommending products that they use themselves. Whiteford Wealth Management. Let them help you build wealth. WhitefordWealth.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
The Breakfast Club on WCSY FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises LLC.